And now online, via various audio providers, on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop, I don't know, it's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Ahoy hoy, how's it going? Ian Danter here as episode 14 of my Barmy Old Podcast, these understarters orders. A big dollop of fresh comedy sketches, parody songs, and a bit of archive stuff featuring various daft impressions with my co-conspirators Sean Percival and Andy Robinson along for the ride as usual with their brilliant writing. Coming up, the phone app that actually wasn't, the car shunt that was, and the politically incorrect MP for Dudley that sadly shall never be, in reality anyway. Plus, classic Des, the Mr. Men, and do you want fake crowd noise at football? Plus, I have a request for an old parody song I had totally forgotten about from 15 years ago that one listener could remember, as Justin Hawkins of The Darkness takes on a 70s classic. All this and more after we've caught up with the very latest from the Barmy Old Podcast News Desk, as I hand you over to Jim White and first, Hugh Edwards. Thank you, Ian. Hello to you. Health Secretary Matt Hancock has admitted that after 3 months of working on a track and trace app, plans have had to be scrapped after finding technological issues concerning compatibility across various platforms. He said after such a busy time, he was looking forward to his journey home so he could relax and play Snake on his Nokia. Dominic Raab, meantime, has come under fire for suggesting he would not take the knee in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, describing it as a symbol of subjugation and subordination. The Foreign Secretary admitted he did not know the broader history of the gesture, which has been used at demonstrations around the world to express solidarity in the fight against racial equality, and has been ridiculed for incorrectly claiming it derived from the hit TV series Game of Thrones. He went on later to say he didn't know that Martin Luther King had a dream, but it was his favourite part of Joseph's amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. In other ignorance news, stupid critics of the Black Lives Matter movement are saying that the pop group Black Eyed Peas should change their name to All Eyed Peas. Hardware company Black & Decker should now be called All & Decker, and we are apparently not to commemorate Cilla Black's death. It's now Cilla All's death. The National Hair and Beauty Federation has issued advice to hairdressers and barbers, telling them to avoid small talk and observe a silence rule to help prevent the transmission of coronavirus when salons open and to ask no questions. This will be made partially easier by the fact everyone will be too poor to have booked a holiday anyway. Transport Secretary Grant Shapps has reiterated that people refusing to wear face masks on public transport could face penalties. A spokesman for the Great British Public replied, "Well, as long as the penalties are taken by the England football team, that's okay." And speaking of sport, here's Jim White. Thanks very much, Hugh, and back to Health Secretary Matt Hancock, who's apologised for referring to Marcus Rashford as Daniel Rashford. He also said he hoped his mistake hadn't upset any Manchester Rovers fans or their manager, Pep Solskjaer. And that's it from us. You're up to date. Thanks, Hugh and Jim. So, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's official motor car was involved in a minor collision last Wednesday on his way back to Downing Street from Prime Minister's Questions. Here's Boris with a little help from Queen to tell us all about it.
Yes, well, we'd just driven out of the gates of the Palace of Westminster, and all of a sudden, there was this almighty crash. Someone rear-ended us.
Watch where you're going, you moron!
Crash! Ah. Scared the crap out of us.
Seemingly,
to change my underpants.
This morning's U-turn on Mail Vouchers was all Daniel Rashford's fault.
Crash!
Claimed on my insurance.
Went into the back of us. Right into the back of us.
There was an almighty bang. Every man in the car had a cow caused the crash.
Warning, Boris Johnson has woken up.
What do you mean, Boris Johnson has woken up? He doesn't normally get up till midday. Run a bath! Get a comb! Dispatch someone quickly to make him look presentable.
Crash!
Ended us.
It's a fat man with no courage, no it's a really fat man, he will always fail. But someone in his backroom team always gets him.
Dom to sort it out, will you? I'm going for a nap.
But you've only just got up, Prime Minister.
Let's stay in Westminster, but go back 15 years or so now to play out a classic encounter from our old Sunday carve-up Heart FM show between the then Prime Minister, Tony Blair, and his greatest nemesis in the Commons, Black Country Bob. Now, when I listen to things like this and Des that featured every week on the Sunday carve-up, I realise more and more just how much we must have stuck out like a sore thumb in amongst every other Heart FM show and the station's general presenter vibe, which was really cheery and friendly, but never too out there. And let's face it, Bob is out there. Here he is, taking aim at one of Blair's most trusted lieutenants at the time.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Spiker!
Prime Minister's questions. Black Country Bob.
Mr. Spiker, I'll put it to the arse that John Prescott should be sacked.
What?
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's only because he knocked his secretary off. I mean, a mon's got to do what a mon's got to do.
Oh, I see. So the Right Honourable Member for Dudley clearly thinks the Deputy Prime Minister should be sacked because he was photographed playing croquet.
Oh!
But what's wrong with that? What's wrong with croquet?
It's a puff's game, eh? It's
what?
And it's the start of a slippery slope.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you start off playing croquet before you know where you am. You're eating slices of quiche and drinking herbal tea.
Oh, rubbish.
He'll be going to see James Blunt next.
So, what does the Right Honourable Member for Dudley suggest the Deputy Prime Minister does in his leisure time, then?
Go down the boozer and play cards like a real mon would.
Well, that's what you do, is it? Then play cards down the pub.
Oh?
What, brag?
Oh, if I've won, I sometimes do go on a bad
one. I meant brag the game, you ignoramus. I suppose it's a bit too complicated for the Right Honourable Member for Dudley, isn't it? Yes. I'll wager he's never even tried backgammon.
Yes, I have.
Well, did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was all right, but I prefer back bacon.
Order.
What have you lot laughing at?
Order. I will have order in this house, please. Order.
Fancy yet another attempt at Matt Lucas's Baked Potato song by our old mate, the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne? Good, because so do I. I mean, you'd think he'd have run out of illicit substances that have saved his life by now. But you forget just how much he's shoved into his body over the years. Go on then, off you go, Oz.
Come on, Ozzy. One more big performance on the Baked Potato song.
Yeah, OK, Sharon, I'll sing it, it's OK.
I love you, Ozzy.
Magic mushrooms changed my life. Magic mushrooms showed me the way. And if you want to trip all day and night, you must listen to what mushrooms say.
The season's here, let's look around.
There's loads and loads of choices.
In the park, bending down.
These ones don't look poisonous. And if there's things you'd really like to see, just make yourself a pot of mushroom tea.
Walk around in a daze.
I'm wearing denim cut-offs.
Get high in a fungus haze.
I'm sipping my nuts off. And if you feel like flying to the moon, just remember you can always take some shrooms. M-A-G-I-Z.
Oh, I love it when you talk sense, Ozzy.
Thank you, Ozzy and Sharon. Moving on, I'm officially back at work as a football commentator now, but I'm going to be sat in empty stadia for a good while, of course. I quite liked it, just hearing the players and coaches whilst I was describing the action. Bit like, you know, Sunday League. Touch beef, line beef, channels, beef, first tackle. Still 0-0, lads. All that sort of stuff. Well, not quite. Now, the Premier League and the EFL have come up with a few ideas to make matches a bit more like normal for TV viewers at this time. And our friend John Motson has been having a crack at making it work.
Oh, at last it's back. Premier League football kickoff is in an hour's time here, and with me in the commentary box is Mick McCarthy. You OK, Mick? Mick, are you all right there?
Oh, sorry, Matty. I just got a bit of me black pudding sandwich stuck in my teeth there. Oh, sackcloth and ashes.
Well, looking around me, the empty stadium has been filled with flags, banners, and there are some cardboard cutouts of fans in the seats there.
I think some of these fans have been having a bit of a joke with these cardboard cutouts, Matty. I can see a couple of Dominic Cummings over there. There's a Donald Trump. Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that Lord Lucan over there to the right?
Yeah, I think it is, Mick. I'm just looking through my binoculars now, and to the right of the goalpost, standing almost next to each other, I can see, well, Adolf Hitler and Jimmy Savile. And, well, I think I recognise that bloke with a beard in between them.
Yeah, that's the Yorkshire Ripper, Motty. And I think I've just spotted Fred and Rose West behind the dugout.
Well, yes. What we also have here, Mick, is a crowd noise backing track to help provide a realistic atmosphere for the viewers. I'll just pop it in.
But it says on that case that these are 1970s crowd noises, Motty.
1970s crowd noises? Well, I'm sure we'll be able to make do, Mick. And also, when there are incidents during the game, we can press different buttons here for different crowd reactions.
Oh, yes. Look, Motty, this button here says controversial refereeing decision. I suppose that'll be the you don't know what you're doing chant. I'll just press it.
Who's the bastard in the black? Who's the bastard in the black? The referee's a The referee's a
Oh, blimey. Quick, Mick. Press another button.
All right, how about this one? It says friendly crowd banter.
You're going to get your f***ing head kicked in. You're going to get your f***ing head kicked in.
Oh, for goodness sake, turn it off, Mick.
I can't, Motty. It's jammed.
Oh, my goodness. Look over there, Mick. I don't believe what I'm seeing. Surely this can't be happening. Surely.
Well, what are you looking at, Motty? What is it?
It's the cardboard cutouts. Look, they've started beating the crap out of each other.
Social media and, in particular, Twitter is rarely anything less than a fascinating place full of little moments. And the other day, the Crystal Palace defender Patrick Van Aanholt took to Twitter to absolutely slam the controversial former apprentice candidate Katie Hopkins for criticising Marcus Rashford's brilliant food voucher campaign. And Katie's account was actually subsequently banned from the site on Friday. I'll tell you who else can't stand Katie Hopkins' unchristian and uncharitable views.
It's our old mate Sir Cliff.
Katie Hopkins is poison. I look forward to the day she expires. And I most definitely would not ever pee on her if she was on fire. Twitter account was suspended, accused of being a racist. She needs holy water poured on her like the girl in The Exorcist. Ooh. She's just an evil woman full of hatred and bile. She's just an evil woman with bigoted views. She's just an evil woman full of hatred and bile. She's just an evil woman. Her face looks like a slap behind. I mean, I'd have said her face looked like a slapped ass, but just doesn't rhyme.
You really don't like her, do you, Cliff?
I like kind people.
Yeah.
I like nice people.
Uh-huh.
I hate her. She's a tired old hound.
Oh, okay. It's Ian Danter here on the Barmy Old Podcast. Thanks for your company. Got a brand new Mr. Men story to come for you later on. But here's Des now, as we once again dust off the archive of his diaries from 2006. He's had some career changes based on these tales, hasn't he? Ah, Des. More shifts than an F1 car's gearbox. He's selling something again here. Well, let's be fair, he's always selling something.
Des's diary.
Hi, girls. Des here on Ian Danter's Sunday Carve-Up here on 100.7 Hard FM. And it's time, once again, for Des's Diaries. And today, it's a big... Hi, girls. It's all the staff at Dawson's Hardware. Where, would you believe it, I used to work. One day, a young divorcee came in and asked to see our longest letter. So I took her in the storeroom and showed it to her.
That doesn't look very big,
she complained. Well, if you pull on it, it'll be four times the length it is now, I informed her. And so she gave it a good tug, and in no time at all it was fully extended.
Right, let's have it up the wall,
she purred. Fantastic. But what can I say? She was very impressed by that ladder, you know. When she first got on it, she sighed. When she realized how far up it was going to go, she trembled. When she was right on the end of it, she gasped. But it wasn't until she finally slid down it that she really started to scream. Cheerio.
Des's Diary. The Sunday Carve-Up. 100.7 Hot FM.
Well, it's fair to say that the secret to being a great radio or TV host or presenter is the ability to put your guests at ease. And nobody arguably does that better than my colleague, the legendary TalkSport and Sky Sports host, Jim White. In fact, some people have suggested that Jim is actually sometimes too nice to one of his regulars and a particularly prickly contributor to his radio show. And that's the ex-Crystal Palace owner, Simon Jordan.
Right, I'm here at the hospital with Simon Jordan for what my doctor has assured us is a routine procedure. Now, this morning, whilst on air, I crawled so far up Simon's bottom that I became stuck.
Okay, nurse, it seems that Mr. Jordan is fully anaesthetized. We'll just prop him into a kneeling position here and see if we can remove Jim from his nether regions.
Before you start, Doctor, I think you should know that Simon Jordan is an incredibly successful businessman and a quite inspirational entrepreneur.
Steady on, Jim. Steady on. You've just gone a bit further up.
And you should also know, Doctor, that Simon does a quite fantastic job as a pundit on Talk Sport. In fact, not only is Simon Jordan fantastic, he's also brilliant.
Oh, for God's sake, stop crawling, Jim. You really are right up there now.
And I must tell you that Simon is also a big hit with the ladies. And I have to say, to keep those girls happy, Simon must also be, in my opinion, a scintillating lover.
Oh, my good God. Look, Jim, you've now crawled so far up, you've disappeared.
Hello? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Jim, you are now too far up to be surgically removed. You crawled up there, Jim. Now you've got to crawl out yourself.
Okay, Doctor. Well, I suppose there are some people out there who think that Simon Jordan is a bit of a poser.
That's it, Jim. Keep going.
And I have to say, he does sometimes talk like he's just swallowed a dictionary.
Attaboy, Jim. I can see your feet.
And let's not forget, Crystal Palace did go into administration while Simon was at the helm.
Yes, carry on, Jim. Come on. Come on. Nurse, get the forceps on him. One big final push. Come on.
Okay, Simon Jordan is a smug, self-satisfied, condescending, self-opinionated, know-it-all...
Oh, well done, Jim. You're out, and it looks like our patient is coming round.
Oi, Simon, are you okay? I've just been pulled out of your backside.
Well, what's that? You mean you've been successfully eviscerated from my posterior?
Well, you're right, Jim. I think he has swallowed a dictionary. Did you see it up there?
Staying with sporting topics, the subject of relegation in football is causing all sorts of problems at the moment. Legal action being threatened in the lower leagues. Up in Scotland, in actual fact, some teams wanted the leagues restructured so they didn't have to go down. In England's League One at the moment, Tranmere Rovers were on such a good run so they didn't think they should go down as one of the bottom three. And that's just two examples. Now, there's an old rock band I know who've got a message for the teams who were in the relegation zones prior to lockdown.
Penny for the thoughts this morning of Tranmere chairman Mac Palios. If only he'd kept his trousers on whilst at the FA, he'd still be there and not involved in this mess.
Form is only temporary. You're wrong to say that you've been treated unfairly. So once again, we say to you, you crap, you crap, you crap, you crap.
We have a Tranmere Rovers fan on the line. Sco Steve. What do you think, Steve?
We don't deserve to go down, Jim. We've won our last three games.
But, Steve, you lost 18 of the previous 30.
But I think we could have preserved our League One season.
Steve, your goal difference was minus 24.
But, Jim, our form was on an upward curve.
Fantastic point, Steve. And also brilliant. But I have to agree with the quo and say...
Down, down, you're going down. Down, down.
Twitter's going to go into absolute meltdown over this.
All right, it's time to bring you another brand new, never heard before, Mr. Men story, narrated, as always, by the late, great Arthur Lowe. And if you're a fella who never, ever, never, ever, never, ever, never, ever gets the last word, I guess this one's for you.
Mr. Henpecked felt a prod at his back and woke up.
Fancy breakfast in bed?
His wife said.
No thanks,
mumbled Mr. Henpecked.
Well, I do, so get up and go make me some,
Mr. Henpecked's wife demanded.
A
And so, half an hour later, Mr. Henpecked returned from the kitchen with a fry-up and a cup of tea for his wife.
I wanted coffee, not tea, Mr. Henpecked's wife said. And you've put brown sauce on this and I wanted red, she added. The bacon's not done enough either, and this egg is fried. I wanted it scrambled, she continued.
10 minutes later, after wolfing down her breakfast without saying thank you, Mr. Henpecked's wife told him that all non-essential shops were now allowed to open and asked him if he wanted to go to Primark. No, not really, replied Mr. Henpecked. An hour later, you'll never guess where Mr. Henpecked was. Yes, you're right, standing in a queue outside Primark.
This is your fault, snarled Mr. Henpecked's wife. If you hadn't taken so long making my breakfast, we'd have been here earlier, and we wouldn't be stuck in this queue, she nagged.
Later that evening, after his wife complained because he'd used penne pasta instead of spaghetti with the cheese sauce, can you guess what Mr. Henpecked did? Yes, you're right. He strangled his wife with his bare hands, buried her in the back garden, drove to Lincolnshire, and hid in a chicken coop on a farm. But that night, the stress caused by the day's events caught up with Mr. Henpecked, and unfortunately, he suffered a massive stroke. When he came to in the coop the next morning, he was completely paralysed, and as the day wore on, loads of hens climbed upon his motionless body and... You'll never guess what they started to do. Yes, you're right, they started pecking. Poor Mr. Henpecked. Serves him right. He should have divorced her instead of murdering her, the stupid b-.
Got a request now on the Barmy Old Podcast. Terry from Worcester kindly emailed me via iandanter.co.uk this week saying this. Podcast is a godsend, Ian. Gets me through like you wouldn't believe. When you had that daft news story about the Darkness frontman Justin Hawkins last week, it reminded me that I'm sure you once did a parody song on Heart FM of Justin singing a classic Sparks song, didn't you? It had me roaring at the time. Could you dig it out for me, please? Well, thank you for getting in touch, Terry. I've had a dig for you, and I found it. August 2005 it was, Terry, at a time when Justin Hawkins had actually just quit The Darkness, and he'd released a solo single under the pseudonym British Whale with a version of this Sparks classic that showcased his unfeasibly high operatic vocals. And he can still sing like it now, of course. It's incredible. And we wondered at the time how on earth he did it.
Well, if you listen to my lead vocals, you'll know that all is not well with my testicles. High notes, increasing high notes, I think that something's not right. Kegs are too tight, need to buy soon some with more room.
My pants ain't big enough for the both of them. That's why I sing in this high-pitched voice.
Speedos. I simply do not like my testicles dangling down. High notes, increasing high notes. I need to see a doctor. Have they dropped yet? Confirm I'm not just a eunuch.
My pants aren't big enough for the both of them. That's why I sing in this high-pitched voice.
Hang on, hang on. I'll take my pants off. I'll see if it makes any difference.
Oh, yes. That's much better.
By the way, was everyone else utterly terrified of the Sparks keyboard player like I was in the 70s? Spooky. Anyway, let's hear from our friends Zippy, George and Bungle from the kids' TV show Rainbow, proving popular since they arrived on the Barmy Old Podcast in recent episodes. Now, it seems the pressures of being a much-loved and high-profile children's entertainer for decades, as with these guys, can obviously take its toll. Well, it looks like we have three new people joining us today. Would you guys like to address the group?
Yes, hello. My name's George and I'm an alcoholic.
And my name's Bungle and I'm an alcoholic too.
Yes, yes, yes. And my name's Zippy and I'm also an alcoholic.
Yes, when the lockdown started, we just used to have a couple of cans of lager each and just get a bit tipsy.
Yes, yes, but after a while, the lager stopped having any effect. So George suggested we try Diamond White Cider.
Yes, and before we knew what was happening, we were getting absolutely twallied every night. Bungle passed out in the bathroom.
Oh, yes, that's right, George. Yes. And when George tried to help him up, he was sick all over him.
Oh, we were all waking up with terribly bad headaches, weren't we, Bungle?
Well, yes, we were, George. But then one morning, you thought it would be a good idea if we had a couple of shots before breakfast.
Yeah, just to take the edge off, Bungle.
Yes, and you see, after that, we would just drink every day, all day. But last night, it turned violent, didn't it, Bungle?
Oh, yes, it did. Zippy knocked my pint over, so I headbutted him.
And when Zippy went down, I gave him a right kicking.
Yes, so we've decided to stop drinking, haven't we, Bungle?
Oh, yes, Zippy, we have.
Yes, and we know a song about what happens when you lie down to go to sleep after you've had a skinful, don't we?
Oh, yes. Oh, your room starts spinning round and round, round and round, round and round. Your room starts spinning round and round all night long.
Finally today on this packed, balmy old podcast, it's the phone application that never was. So after 3 months of programming and trying to get things moving, the Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, finally had to admit this past week that the coronavirus track and trace system they wanted installed on all our phones is now not happening and may not be ready until next winter. And he decided to break the news in the style of the 80s one-hit wonders Cameo.
Well, hey everybody around the UK, I've got a weird thing to tell you. So listen up, okay? Tell your partner, your family and your granny too. We thought we understood it, but we didn't know what to do. I suppose you could say it's laughable. 3 months working on it and it's not compatible with your Apple iPhone. Mama, it's not pretty, baby, in just two words. Crap app. Everybody says we've had 3 months to work on it. It all seems such a waste. Crap app. 0 out of 10. Doesn't matter how I say it, we've ballsed up once again and it's C-R-A-P app. C-R-A-P app. Everybody, C-R-A-P app. C-R-A-P app. Yeah.
And that's your lot then, after another busy, busy, balmy old podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. And if you have, tell everyone. Bore them into submission about how much you love this podcast and how all your friends should give us a whirl, all whilst rating, reviewing and subscribing into the bargain. That would just be a beautiful thing. Talk Dance is my Twitter handle. That's TalkDantS if you have any questions, comments or requests like Terry from Worcester had today. Or there's an email link to get in touch with me via my own website. That's iandanter.co.uk. All right? Thanks again to Sean Percival and Andy Robinson for their sparkling contributions to this here thing. And thank you once again for listening. Episode 14 done. Episode 15 upcoming. All right, take care, stay safe, look after yourself, and see you the next time on Ian Danter's Balmy Old Podcast. And as Des would say, cheerio.